Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show, and if you have a comment or an opinion that you like to voice on the show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I'll put you on the show. We can talk. We can mush it up, you know? We can mush it up, okay? That's 516-531-9483. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate, residential needs, call me. Let me help you. Let me take care of you. Whether you're buying, whether you're selling, whether you know someone who's buying or selling, let's make some money together, okay? I'll take care of them from start to finish, all the way, right? Frank Williams Realty. Let us help you. I sponsor this show, and it's my show. I sponsor this show. It's my show, and I bring it to you guys. I want everyone to be able to call into the show and talk whenever they want, right? But if you guys know me, you guys get my show notes every day, or whenever I have a show, you guys get my show notes And you know how to turn around and send me back a message. If you guys have someone, again, that want to sell or buy a house, or if you want to sell or buy your house, let me help you. Let me take care of you, okay? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. I'm excited. I'm excited because you're on the show and you're listening in today. See, I got to get to the point where I can do this thing just continuously all the time, every day. But, you know, a lot of you know my schedule, how I work, and, you know, some of the other things I have going on. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I'm just burned down. I have to lay down and chill sometimes instead of doing the show. And that's what I choose to do. I choose to lay down sometimes and chill. But you know, I'm doing other stuff with the family or whatever. But I do the show when I can. All right, and I'm getting ready to start to where I'm going to have more people on the show that can really entertain and do different things, and I'm going to let them have their own show within the show. Okay, within the show. Okay, so I'm getting ready to bring on someone here very soon to do a show. Just look out for that. Okay, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in and listen live. Hey, if you want to talk to me, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that'll let me know that you want to talk, and I'll put you on the air, and we can talk. Mush it up. We can mush it up. Today's show is entitled, If You Had No Choice, No Choice, Would You Drink Your Own Pee? Now, let me tell you something. Maybe I should have said, would you drink your own urine? Would that have been more political? I'm more politically correct if I said, if you had no choice, would you drink your own urine? Or, you know, I said your own pee, right? So, I'm not saying this, you know, about anybody, but some people don't know what urine is. I'm serious. Some people don't know what urine is, but it's pee. So if you had no choice, would you drink your own pee? Let's say, hypothetical. And I was thinking about this the other night because I don't know if you guys watch a show called Ridiculousness, but I watch it sometimes. Well, I watch it a lot. I'm going to be honest. I watch it a lot. But they have crazy videos on there, right? And this guy was standing in the middle of wherever, one of these maybe foreign countries, you know, standing in the middle of the road. You know, he may have even had a goat standing over, you know, beside him or something. You know, he's on this dirt road. He may have had a goat standing beside him, but they were filming it. He had a bottle. I don't know what, you know, it didn't say Coca-Cola or whatever, but he had a bottle, and he drank out of that bottle. So I assume it was something good to drink, maybe a soda or whatever. So he drank that bottle down, and they were filming it for a reason. So they filmed him drinking that bottle down, and he liked it, right? So I assume he's, you know, it was a Coke or whatever. I don't know. Didn't have a label on it again, but it was a bottle. All right. So when he finished it, he turned around and put it between his legs and he peed in the bottle. or he urinated in the box, whatever you want to call it, right? And then once he finished, okay, I mean, I didn't see whether he ran the bottle over all on his hand and then like that. I didn't see all that. I'm just telling you, he peed all over his hand and everything. And then he lifted the bottle up like he's getting ready to drink it. I'm like, no, there's no way. You know what I'm saying? If you had a bottle of Coke or orange drink or lemonade, whatever you had a bottle of, okay, and you pick that bottle up to drink it, right? When you pick that bottle up, you pick it up by that. Sometimes you pick it up by that neck of the bottle. Sometimes you pick it up by that fat part of the bottle. But I used to pick my bottle up by the neck of the bottle, okay? I pick the bottle up, and I pick it straight up, right? And then I tilt it in my mouth. So he picked this bottle straight up and by the neck, right? He picked it straight up, and I was like, oh, man. He's not going to drink this. And then, you know, I'm thinking he's getting ready to turn it up and upside down and pour it out. But he picked it up like that. He said, you know, when you're picking up the neck of the bottle, straight up, and then you pull it towards your face. Spill it, right? And then he drank until it was all gone. And I was like, man, hold up. I can't see myself drinking my own pee. Right? That's got to be the worst, right? I mean, other than, you know, but that's got to be the worst. But, you know, he drank his own pee. And that wasn't even a survival type thing. You know, he wasn't out in the woods where, you know, he's on Naked and Afraid trying to win him some money. And he out there for 50-something days in the wilderness with just being naked, no water. Hey, Frank, when you in that spot, you can't produce water because you hadn't had any water. I'm like, man, I think if I didn't drink any water. And I guess I didn't drink anything. So if I didn't drink anything for, let's say from now, what time is it? It's, you know, 10 to 7, something like that. If I didn't drink from 7 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the morning, what's that? That's 7 hours. And I've been out in the wilderness for 7 hours. In the morning, I think I can pee. And I probably done peed out already before that. It ain't going to take me 7 hours to pee. Unless I'm sleeping. I don't even sleep 7 hours in the night. But I'm just saying. I think I can pee. And I definitely think I could pee if I didn't have anything to drink and I thought about drinking my pee. Now, I don't know, you know, a lot of times my wife doesn't follow me on things that I say, so I don't know if you guys are following me on this. I know the men are. I know the men are. So I don't even have to say anything about that. But you know, and don't get me wrong, I got a lot of women that listen to the show. I know it's a lot of women up on the show right now. I see two of them right now. And I don't know, you know. You may not follow me on this. I might be able to drink my own pee if I had to. If I didn't have any other choice and no river, nothing around, no water source at all around. Yeah, I could probably drink my own pee. Now I think about it a lot. If I felt like that was my only chance of survival, yeah, I might have to drink my own pee. Now I'd probably treat it like it was some creek water, you know. Hey, and think about it like that. If you could drink some creek water, you could drink your own pee. Now, would you drink creek water? You know, a lot of you out there, you know, back in the day, y'all played around the creek. Y'all played around the creek. Y'all caught catfish. I mean, not catfish, but y'all caught crawfish. Creek all the time. The creek was clean. You could see to the bottom of the creek. You could see the sand. You could see the rocks. You could see the little crawfish. They backed under the rocks. Your cup down there behind the crawfish, and you hit in front of them, and they back right into your cup. You catch a crawfish just like that. What I'm talking about. But all I'm saying is, as clear as that creek water was where I grew up, when we went down in the middle of the woods and played around the creek, as clear as that creek water was, I could have put my hand down there, scooped me up some of that creek water that was running through there, and drank it. You know, we probably drank some of that creek water as we were growing up. And we done ran through that creek a bunch of times. We done fell in that creek a bunch of times. Fell in the creek. Pants leg wet because you done stepped in the creek. What I'm saying is, you know, I could probably drink some creek water. Maybe not today's creek water. Because, you know, everything get in today's creek water. Everything get in today's lakes. So I wouldn't recommend drinking today's creek water. But back in the day, yeah, I would drink some creek water. So if I could take my pee, put it over some fire, and do it just like I would do the creek water or the river water or whatever, swamp water, or whatever we done found. Out here trying to survive. I could drink it. So supposedly sterilized it maybe? Or killed its harmful contaminant. Drink my own pee. What about you? 516-531-9433 is the number to the show. Now, that people would show today and listen to the show. And, I got a lot of text messages talking about the show. And we're still not at the point where you guys have come on the show and say what you have to say and hang up. You ever listen to the radio and people call in to the radio station? I mean, it's way bigger than what I'm doing, right? You ever listen to? And I know I'm getting off. I know I'm getting off the track here, but I just want to say this before I close out the show, is that, you know, I want to talk to y'all. I see y'all up on the show and y'all listening to me talk, but I want y'all to call in and talk to me, and let's pop it back and forth, right? But you hear a lot of people call into the, and this all I'm saying is that if you're shy about being on the show, just call in and say what you got to say and hang up, you know, and say, that's all I got to say, Frank. Call in and say, you know, for instance, they say, hey, Frank, this is Steve. I'm just calling to say, man, your topic is crazy. I don't know if I can drink my own pee. If I'm thinking about it like you're thinking about it, probably drink my own pee. That's my comment, and that's all I have to say. Hang up. You know, that's what I want you to do. You know, I probably it's probably 60 people listening in to the show right now, as far as I can see, you know, on my studio screen. But there's a lot more people listening online and, you know, online, wherever else. All right. So, y'all listening online, if you'd like to someday, just call in and talk to me. I'd love to hear from you wherever you are. Okay. I used to have a listener from Texas call in to the show all the time. I got a guy that went to high school with me. Didn't graduate with me, but he claimed he did, but he lived in California. He called into the show every now and then. So, you know, just call me, guys. Let's talk. I want to have fun. I know you do, too. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 in a half hour.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Changing colors like ta-da, ta-da. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Hold them bands down, hey. Hold your man down, hey. Who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Designer, gold, fashion, show, show. Trap, how, made it, gold. Control the bag now, control. No need to brag now, no need. Hey, put the mask down, man. We living fast now. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that skillet, watch me flip it like the five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a debt, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch, like Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, Pink Diamond, Wool, whip up your soda, diamonds, what's the roar? Watching me whip up, still be real and pain. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.